As most people getting started in the tech industry, I myself started on free platforms like FreeCodeCamp, Codecademy, which were absolutely thebomb.com when getting started in development, and I totally recommend them. And one of the reasons why they are so great is because they provide what are called in-browser editors within their platforms. So what does that mean? Basically, it allows you to code and see the results of your code immediately, instantly on one screen within one browser. The biggest question I had when getting started was, awesome, this is great, but how the heck do I apply this outside of FreeCodeCamp and Codecademy? Where can I just play with my own code after going through these set curriculums? Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can. But for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. Today we are talking about in-browser editors, how awesome they are, what they are, and some of the pros and cons of using in-browser editors versus other editors like Atom, VS Code, and Brackets, and all the other ones that are available. So thanks for tuning in. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. That helps me a ton. And let's go ahead and get started on today's episode. In-browser editors, I think, are a pretty great place to start. I think they are a wonderful resource, and there's so many available that are completely free, and you can sign up for them using a login, which allows you to save all of the projects, quote-unquote projects or codes that you have within these in-browser editors, and you can go back to them and reference them whenever you want. And in some editors, you can share them and collaborate with others on a live, kind of live basis, in which you can see whoever you're collaborating with. And it allows me to see those changes. So that's definitely one of the pros in why I like in-browser editors, is because even though a lot of times I am working in a regular text editor like VS Code, which is the one I use, I will sometimes break down specific projects like HTML and CSS. Recently, I was working on a progress bar where I wanted to see the changes of a progress bar work. And I was building that using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. I think it was a little bit of jQuery, which some people might cringe at the sound of that. But I was using that, and instead of trying to refresh the entire page that this status bar was going to go on, I took just the status bar alone and used and played with it within an in-browser editor and made sure everything was working properly before installing it into the entire website itself. And so that just makes things like way simpler. It allows you to like break it down and see it visually. Another reason why I like it, as I mentioned, and one of the reasons why FreeCodeCamp and Codecademy uses it, is because it's simple and it's easy to use, and it's a great place to start. Because usually most of them that you'll get into start you off with an HTML section, a CSS section, and a JavaScript section. And those three are usually split up in half of the window, and the other half of the window shows your results, whether it's imitating your HTML page like it would in a real browser, or whether it's showing you the console, which usually shows a result of whatever is happening in your JavaScript code, and it helps you kind of manage your code. One of the places outside of FreeCodeCamp that I used it tremendously, when I started attending JavaScript meetups, and the person who was hosting the meetups, which I'm super excited because the host of this JavaScript meetup is actually a guest on this season on this podcast, so definitely make sure to check that out. His name is Radu, and I'm so excited to have him on this podcast. But that's besides the point. Within this JavaScript meetup, he would use REPL.it, which is one of those in-browser text editors, and set it up beforehand and then share with us the link to this REPL. That way, when everybody, no matter if it was two of us sitting in the meetup or 15 of us sitting in the meetup, we all had access to the exact same code without having to do anything too complicated. He literally just shared the link with us. And as he was coding in front of our eyes on the big screen, you could also see it on your own laptop screen. And that just made it super easy to collaborate with other people as well within the same JavaScript meetup. Sometimes you would collaborate with two or three other people, and we'd sit there and share our code with one another and help each other with mistakes, leave notes, comments. And so the fact that these in-browser editors are so incredibly shareable makes it so convenient to use. I pretty much covered it. So whether you're a junior developer starting off, it's a great visual, quick, easy place to get started, or whether you're a senior developer or a little bit more ahead in your development, it allows you to break down the code that you have been working on and test certain aspects of your code rather than applying it to the entire page, potentially breaking everything. And now as far as the cons, obviously, like, in-browser editors are good up to a certain point. After some time, once you start getting more and more knowledgeable in the back end and in more complex things, you will very likely want to use something like VS Code, Atom, or another text editor, and then use that in collaboration with GitHub to put those online and get those shared with other people. Real quickly, let me get through the cons of using in-browser text editors. Obviously, there is a limit to them. One of the biggest things is that a lot of times you can't actually save the code that you've been working on in the text editors on your local computers unless you copy and paste everything, which that's kind of a nuisance. But even then, a lot of times these in-browser text editors will often accidentally or purposely accidentally not save your work. And so sometimes you'll work on this thing for quite some time and then come to find out you try to open it again and it is not saved, which has happened. Also, a lot of times the collaborative parts of the in-browser editors are a little bit faulty and they're not fully reliable. So if you have like this big project that you're working on and you're relying on these to share live with other people or with a huge group of people, then you want to be cautious of that not pulling through for you. Another thing is that they won't have all of the languages. Like I said, most of them do start with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Some of them are starting to integrate other languages that are very widely used. However, you can't depend on them for having, and especially once you get into the back end, you won't have a lot of those back end things given to you in these in-browser editors. And last but not least, once you do get a job as a software developer, you will see that most companies, most people, most as freelancers won't actually use in-browser editors to store their entire code bases or use it on a daily basis because it's a little bit primitive in that sense when you're dealing with a larger company or larger based projects. So just keep that in mind. It's a great starting point, but at some point you do want to kind of wean yourself off of it and learn how to use real big person editors. But if you're just getting started, it's an excellent place to start. Don't depend just on Free Code Camp or Codecademy to provide their editors. You can also jump into any of the ones that I will leave mentioned in the show notes or in the description below. That pretty much sums it up for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you did enjoy it, please don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button if you are watching on YouTube. And if you've enjoyed these podcasts on whatever your favorite streaming service has been, please don't forget to rate it and subscribe to it as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.